Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is the first Tuesday of June, and on the first Tuesday of June, we always have Marita Noon. That kind of rhymed. The first of June with Marita Noon, and she is the lady that gives us our energy report on a monthly basis. Marita, how are you doing today?
I'm mighty fine. Always a treat to be with you. I look forward to this opportunity every month.
Well, we enjoy it so very, very much, and I enjoy your articles. I'm going to have to figure out how I can get them quicker and sooner and study them a little bit more in depth before we get on the air.
All right. I'll add you to my online list. Every Monday, I send my column out to a whole list of online outlets, and I honestly can't believe you and I have been talking now, more than a year, haven't we?
Yes.
And I've never added you to that list, but I will take care of it. You know, it'll be done by the end of this show, and then you'll get them every single Monday.
And then it'll be up to me to get them read and taken care of.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, your first article was very interesting, and we're just going to jump into it because we have so much to talk about. And the first
we do.
And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to give you accolades. You do an awesome job with your writings. And Marita also writes an article for The Pen, and we put that in there every month. Not every month. We're every other month. And you can go to her articles, and most of them are on, well, you write for several different places, but Breitbart is one of them.
Yeah, Breitbart is generally where they're published first. Oddly, I don't know why they haven't posted this week's column yet. Maybe because, frankly, it's way too long. They like stuff that's around 700 words, and my column for this week is more than 1,700 words. So
see, I don't ask for much.
Maybe that's why Breitbart hasn't posted it yet, but if you got to that one, which I kind of have scheduled for us to talk about last, it's a very complicated story.
Yes, I kind of got to it, and I skimmed it very briefly. I skimmed it quickly.
Yeah, that's all you need to do with it.
I wanted to talk to you. You know, we have all these candidates coming out, and I'm going to be heading to the Western Conservative Summit, and I have asked my listeners to give me questions that I'm going to ask. I'm going to hold it down to about 5 to 7 questions, and hopefully I get to see some of the big people there, some of the important people that are running, the candidates that are running. I think that I will. And I think Ben Carson's going to be there, and you've done a little I thought it was real interesting. Something about writing, you can do it different ways, different directions, and you took a little different direction than you normally write, as doing a letter to Dr. Ben Carson. And I wanted you to kind of share this with my listeners. I thought it was very unique how you did this and how you kind of approach some of the questions you think he should be asked.
Yeah, I hope that you will ask him about energy, but I had a lot of fun writing this piece. But interestingly, I got into writing this because someone on my Facebook page sent me something and said, "You need to straighten out Ben Carson." He made this comment in Iowa about ethanol. And so because of something that someone posted on my Facebook page, I went and checked out. I watched the video of Ben Carson's presentation and frankly was shocked at what he said. Now, I liked Ben Carson. Unfortunately, I don't really think he has a ghost of a chance of winning, but I like him, and I hope he will be in the cabinet of whoever does win, should it not be him. But I was shocked that in his speech in Iowa, he made a comment that basically said, we should take the $4 billion a year that goes to oil or fossil fuel subsidies and instead use that to create ethanol fueling stations. And I was like, what? What? I mean, I realized he was in Iowa, and it was his first speech in Iowa since he announced his candidacy. And unfortunately, because Iowa is first, ethanol is probably always going to be around because it's become such a political issue. That's the unfortunate part. That's what I mean, is that it's become such a political issue that nobody can really be against ethanol and expect to win in Iowa. So I understand that he felt the need to give a nod to ethanol, but what I was really disappointed in him was not so much about the ethanol element, but that he parroted President Obama's exact line, the exact figures, about the subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. And as I read that, I was like, what? What? And I had to go back and do research myself to find out, where does this $4 billion figure come from? And, you know, is there any truth to this? Because it didn't align with what I have always understood to be the case, that what they call subsidies to the fossil fuel industry are really standard cost of doing business allowable deductions under the IRS code that are similar to what every other business pays. And so I wrote this as an open letter to Dr. Ben Carson and all presidential candidates in hopes that they would not make the same mistake that he made.
Well, I know that a lot of them don't seem to have a grasp of what's going on, and or else they're just playing the same games that so many have played in the years past. But, you know, we're going to go on and talk about some other things here in just a little bit. But this is something that's a concern to me, is the fact that so many of these candidates, even locally, they do not understand what is going on with our energy and resources.
No, and just to quickly recap or outline, because I didn't say this yet, of the supposed $4 billion in subsidies, there are basically $2.5 billion of them that don't go to the fossil fuel industry at all. And so to call, $1 billion is for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, about $1 billion is the farm fuel tax exemption, and about half a million, I think it is. I'm sorry, I'm doing these out of my head. Goes for the low income home energy subsidy for low income people, so that they literally don't freeze to death in the winter. And they're calling those fossil fuel industry subsidies, and it's just a total misnomer.
Well, and like I said, most people don't understand, and I wouldn't, you know, and maybe my listeners do, but I, you know, you keep me up to snuff on things, so you kind of help me understand.
I didn't know it until I did the research to write this column, and obviously we don't have time to fully address the full $4 billion here, but in my column I do take it apart and show really where that comes from.
Well, and I know that the subsidies, just the word in and of itself, is kind of it's another one of those deceptions, you know. So we don't, you know, we would automatically think what Ben Carson said was true, and without realizing.
Yeah, people tend to think when you hear the word subsidy, that word is chosen intentionally, because I was speaking in Mexico the week my column came out to a group of American expats there, to the Lakeside Conservative group in Ajijic, Mexico. And I asked them, when you hear the word subsidy, what do you think? And universally they all basically said a cash payout from the government of taxpayer dollars, you know, to some favored industry. And that's the perception of the word subsidy, and it's used intentionally, especially when President Obama speaks, for that reason.
Exactly. Well, we're going into a break. We're going to hold up on the calls here for just a little bit. We'll open them up here later. We're going to go into a break, and then we're going to discuss the next in the next segment, the next article that she's written in the last couple of weeks. And it's kind of interesting. I was reading it and kind of reading some I don't want to give it away. We're going to talk about a book that somebody wrote, and I was reading that, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, it's a novel, but it's about our energy and our resources, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it sounds like Agenda 21. We're going into a break, and we will be right back.
you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
SC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. And in this next segment, we're going to talk about her next article from Breitbart. And in it, the title of it that she's done here, and it's more like a book review. So, it again, like your first article was a little different than your usual writing. This one's even...
It certainly is.
It's even a little more different yet. And it's titled, What If We Lose? And I like that title. I like that title. And you're actually talking about a book that you read. And I'm going to let you introduce him. We happen to have the author on hold. So, I want to talk about that just a little bit.
I'm delighted. You know, the author, Coleman Alderson, who wrote Mountain Whispers, Days Without Sun, he and I have never met. We hope to sometime soon, but we've never met. But he reads my column. And he, a few weeks back, sent me a note via Facebook again and said, you know, I've got this book I've written. Would you be interested in reading it? Well, the book is 400 pages long, and it's not my standard style of leisure reading. And so I have to say I carried it around the country with me for several weeks. It's a well-traveled book. And while I read some of it, I had never quite got into it. But as I mentioned, I was in Mexico. I was in Mexico a couple weeks ago, and I had a little bit of pool time while I was there. And so I read his book. And I have to tell you, well, it's more of a thriller genre than the chick lit that I like to read, the fluffy stuff I typically read. I was so grateful I read it, and specifically because his book picks up where my book, Energy Freedom, leaves off. My book, Energy Freedom, is kind of a fact-based primer for someone who doesn't understand why energy is so important and why it's such a political battle. And I end up with kind of a premise of what would the world be like if we could wave a magic wand and give the environmentalists everything that they want. Well, in Mountain Whispers, Days Without Sun, Coleman Alderson, the author, says he takes it, okay, rather than waving the magic wand, which I say, he's more realistic and says, okay, all of these things that we're talking about, that I talk about with you every week, Beth Ann, they've now taken place. And what would life be like? So with that set up, let's welcome Coleman Alderson to join us on this conversation.
I was going to say, Coleman, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. She caught me by. She was introducing you awful fast there. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. Now, I was telling Marita as I was reading her article, which was kind of a book review of your book, that it sounded an awful lot, and we're going to talk about this a little bit. This is right up the alley of my listeners, but it is absolutely Agenda 21 all over. And it's kind of apparently, now I kind of want your book, so I'm just going to put that out there here. I don't have his book. I haven't read his book, but I really do want this one because it's a novel, but it's explaining exactly what happens should they get everything that they want and how they're really policing our resources and our land and grabbing our land. And am I correct from her book review? That's what I feel like your book is.
Yes, that's very close, almost spot on. I would say what I did with the book was fuse these aspirations of the green movement with socialists that are embedded with the green movement. So you have a mishmash of green mandates combined with socialist-type management, which, as you say, is definitely a major part of the Agenda 21.
Well, and also, you know, we talk about on this radio show, we talk about the land grabbing that's going on and how the EPA is restricting everything, you know, not just our resource. Well, everything's our resources. But, Marita, you know how they're doing with the land, with the farmers and the ranchers, and they're just taking
right, and the water, their water thing is just the newest issue, which I don't really address because I do energy, but it's all connected.
And I was going to ask you about that because we had some last week, some new things that they're wanting to do. They got to redefine what water is. They got to redefine the water holes so that the EPA and the Corps of Engineers can take them over. And they pretty much just want everything. And the fact that you've written this in a novel makes it very unique, Coleman.
Well, the goal was basically to approach this whole entire subject, which has a lot of controversy, obviously, but sometimes a story can insinuate itself into people's hearts and minds in ways that just, you know, factual coverage can't reach. So I portrayed people at the tail end of a series of mandates and a series of changes brought on by a global governance, and what at least a little section in my world of Central Appalachia, what that might look like. And it's basically greasing the skids of the Agenda 21 and saying, okay, you can have it all. This is the way it's going to be. And here are the people at the end of this and the hardships that they undergo and the kinds of manipulations the elite green folks above them are trying to, you know, force on them. And being from West Virginia, I can tell you there are a lot of people up there that I know, myself included, that do not cotton to revenuers or federal mandates coming down from on high.
Well, and in West Virginia, and I'm gonna go sideways here for just a little bit, we have an awful lot of poor people in West Virginia, don't we? We have a lot of poverty there.
All over, yeah, all over that whole section.
And it's because of taking away the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just the thing. That's the tip of the iceberg. You know, people, the miners and the mines closing down. I'm dealing right now. I'm fourth generation in the mineral resource management and development industry. Very proud of that fact, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it isn't just closing a mine. It's closing down jobs. It's closing down schools for lack of attendance. The tax tax incomes from the various counties are depleted. People move out. They leave the whole area. There is a diaspora of people leaving right now for all points out of the state and the area. And it just has a huge impact. Those that remain, you know, I have cases where are commuting so that by the they're into it for the week. So that's an amazing thing that they have to travel home on weekends only just in order to stay and work and make a living miles and miles away.
Rough.
From their
that's
home.
Rough on everything. That's rough on the families as well. Marita, do you have a question or some comments for Coleman and regarding his book?
Well, we haven't addressed the time frame in which the book takes place, and I think that's an important thing to realize, because what he's done is set it up in the time frame in which all of these regulations are going to be implemented. For example, my column for this week, which I assume we'll get to in our fourth segment, is about the Clean Power Plan, and that's supposed to be implemented, the first phases of it in 2020. But, Coleman, do you want to address that kind of time frame issue?
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, they do all these markers. And in fact, you know, Agenda 21 was based on the notion of the 21st century, right? Well, now we're into the, I'm looking at beginning the story more or less in 2050, where most everything that everybody had said they're going to do and, you know, the green legislation and the regulations have all been, had their effect. And so I wanted to also couch it in terms of generations. So we living now would consider, well, you know, we're talking basically about our grandchildren and their children and how they're going to live and what their world is going to look like. So I kind of wanted to bring it home to the readers of this time and have them ponder the possibilities and the rather dark scenarios that could and would unfold, at least in my opinion, if these kinds of things were implemented.
And, you know, that's something, Marita and Coleman, that I have mentioned here in the last couple of weeks, that it just kind of dawned on me that the mess that this generation, our generation, and the ones just before us have allowed things to become with our liberties and our land, our children and our great-grandchildren and our grandchildren, they're going to reap this. And if there is, there is a fight, they're the ones going to be doing this. So it's so important for us right here, right now, to get this taken care of and back it up.
Go ahead. Before I read about topics and all the dialogue about, I get the sense that there is a groundswell now. It's beginning to turn around. People are beginning to raise up their heads and look around them and think, well, darn, my power bill's sure going up. Or, God, had this happen to my kids in school. They're only learning about this global warming. Nobody else is talking about the, you know, the possibility that the science isn't correct. People are beginning to raise their heads up and look around and get a little disturbed and hopefully start to
get out. We're going into a break. I'm going to ask you to hold, and Marita, I'm going to ask you to hold on to your thought, and I'm going to open the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about our energy, and we kind of, and it all has to do with Agenda 21 when we get right down to all the rules, regulations, mandates, licenses, and permits, and land grabbing. And Marita was trying to say something, and we were heading into that music with the commercial break, and we had to cut her off. But Marita, I want you to have your time. Go ahead.
Well, honestly, I'm not sure what I was going to say at that time, but I do want to make sure that our listeners know where they can get a copy of Coleman's book, because Beth Ann, like you said, after you read my column on it, which I hope folks will read on Breitbart, what if they win? And, you know, you said, Beth Ann, you were interested in reading the book after reading my column. And Coleman, you've told me that your book sales have been brisk as a result of the column. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, and thank you so much, Marita. That really put it before the nation. You're bringing it out like that. Thank you.
Well, I didn't bring it up for you to thank me, but how can people get a copy of your book?
Well, it's available on Amazon in either Kindle format or as a paperback. And I would invite those who read it to please go back onto Amazon and offer up a review. That really helps us.
Yeah, I need to do that myself.
Okay. Well, it sounds interesting, Coleman, and I do want to read it. So before we let you go, I want my producer to give you my address and everything, or at least the phone number here in the office, and we can chat here later.
All right. We'll look for it in the mail. Okay.
Okay. Hang on just a little bit because I think we have a caller, and if you don't mind, we're going to go to Mike from Virginia right now. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, don't it, kiddo? What's it?
Mike's from Virginia, but if can't tell, he's originally from New York.
Oh, yeah, originally from Long Island, New York.
All right, what's your comment today?
Okay, I'd like to comment to your guest up there in West Virginia. Now, yes, I understand the coal mines and everything being shut down, but why is it West Virginia is such Democrats up there? I know a lot of people up there, and they all praise Obama like he's God, you know what I mean? And this is just what I don't understand, you know? I got a friend of mine whose father worked in a mine all his life, and he praises Obama. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. He's shutting down the coal mines, and then all the subsequent jobs that go with it, the guys who make the belts for the machines and blah, 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 and everything else. So I don't understand this, you know? People, you know what I'm getting at? You know?
Why don't they vote to help their livelihoods along? I think that's
right.
What
exactly.
Asking.
Why they vote for a guy that's shutting them down and then they praise him like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread? You know.
Can I answer that? Because I think I might have a little bit of an answer. And part of it, and you can correct me if there's more to it than this, because I'm certain that there is. But part of it, Mike, is those entitlements, because here they are hurting a desperate people, and we're offering them relief in a very minor way, and you know, I think that's it, you know, because they're having to grasp at whatever they can get, and you know, we're doing that across this nation, not just in that industry but in many industries, and we're keeping people down instead of helping them up. Okay, Coleman, I'm going to let you.
Exactly what it is happening is they create the problem, then they offer the solution to keep
you. You got that right. Okay, Coleman, I'm going to let you address it now.
Okay.
You know what? Last election time in last November, there was a complete turnaround. The state really, and even the Democrats like Joe Manchin has been a thorn in the side of the Democrats up in D.C. And he, you know, Joe has his points, but you know, there hasn't. It is not a, in my mind, never has been a real supportive state of Obama. You'll find pockets here and there, but and those pockets are the ones indeed that are at the benefit of the government's largesse, as y'all have indicated.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you so much. And Coleman, we really appreciate you writing this novel and making people aware. And I want to talk to you about that a little bit later. Maybe I can help you too, and we can get this information out. People need to understand what's going on. And it isn't about clean air. It isn't about clean water. It's all about control. And I appreciate what you're doing, Coleman.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. I appreciate this opportunity.
All right. Thank you. Marita, thank you for introducing us to Coleman. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's an important book, and the more people that read it, the better, because a novel reaches people in a way that a news-based story does not, because a novel gets your heart, not just your head.
Absolutely. And we have to understand exactly what road we're going down, the path, and where it's going to land us. And I think it sounds to me from your book review that that's what this novel is expressing, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Coleman. We'll chat with you again later, okay? All right. Marita, we want to go on to your next article now. I was talking to you earlier. We just kind of mentioned you said you're not following that because you're following the energy side. But they are putting more rules and regulations, and we're seeing all kinds of things happening. And the title of your next article is Another Domino Falls. But this time it's a little bit better. It's a domino that falls in the favor of
energy. In Texas, it's an exciting story. May 18th, Governor Greg Abbott signed into law what's considered a preemption bill, also known as the Denton Fracking Bill. And this bill they're the first state in the country to really clarify that oil and gas development is the jurisdiction of the state, because we've been seeing a state of municipalities, sorry, I had trouble with that word, we've seen a spate of municipalities putting forth bans on drilling for all hydrocarbons, as is the case in Mora County, New Mexico, or fracking bans, as has happened in Colorado and Ohio and Denton, Texas, last November. And so the Texas legislature came back strongly. They had 11 different bills that were introduced that would help make this clear that this is a state issue, not a municipal issue.
Well, and I like that because I hear that little word that that the feds seem to think is a dirty word, sovereignty. That's kind of what I'm hearing there. I kind of wrote that here on this article because that's what it's standing for. You know, states telling the feds, get out of the way, we're going to do this.
It is, but it's also having to tell the municipalities the same thing. So it presents a little bit of a sticky wicket for those of us who are the limited government types, because we want the government out, and we say the locals know the best. And in this case, the state is saying to the locals, no, you can't regulate this. So it's a little bit of an odd issue, but when you look at it in the broader scale, the federal government is constantly trying to restrict access. And that's the exact thing that the municipalities are trying to do as well in passing these fracking bans. They are trying to restrict access. And when you look at it from that perspective, it's totally compatible.
That's good. That's good. We're making some progress. When people wake up, we'll make even more progress, don't you think?
Yes, and last week, Oklahoma, in my column, I addressed that the Oklahoma House and Senate had passed such a bill and that we were waiting for Governor Mary Fallon to sign that bill. And last Friday, she did sign that bill. So now Oklahoma has a similar law of courts in New Mexico, Ohio, and Colorado have also knocked down these municipalities attempting to ban oil and gas development.
Well, do you think they'll notice a difference? It won't be anytime soon, but, you know, we have noticed some changes with the gas prices, but will we notice anything in the near future with our energy prices there at home, the costs?
Well, not as a result of these regulations specifically, but it is rewarding to see that really the anti fossil fuel movement here has had several smackdowns recently, as I call it. Another domino has fallen, and so now that Mary Fallon has signed that into law, that's another domino that has fallen. I mean, they've just got to be fit to be tied because they have put huge amounts of money and effort behind getting these fracking bans passed.
We have seen that we're starting to produce more. We're going into a break here real quick, Marita. We're going to discuss her final, not her final article, but her next article when we come back.
Yes, final one for this week.
Absolutely. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is the fastest hour of the day, you know, Marita. It just goes boom, boom, boom. Before we get in,
we always have so much to talk about.
We do. And, you know, we try to do four different topics or your articles and stuff and through the segments, and they end up running together. Right now, before we get to the last one, we have a caller from Illinois. We have Steve. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'd like your guest perspective. You know, you've been talking about Agenda 21, you know, both international and national energy consumption, pollution, regulations that are really starting to strangle us. Mm. On the other hand, if I take a long-term perspective and look at China over the next 50 to 100 years and what they're going to require, they basically are going to become the world's energy consumer, and they basically are going to become the world's one dominant power.
Interesting. Interesting, Marita.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I can really address the one dominant power thing, but I do certainly want to address, you're talking about there being such an energy consumer, and because in part this ties into my next column I want to mention, but they are continuing to build coal-fired power plants. You know, we hear repeatedly they're building a coal-fired power plant or two a week in China. Now, China does realize that they've screwed up their environment, that their air is, you know, horribly polluted. But the reality is the power plants they're putting in China today are cleaner than anything that we have currently in the United States, because you can't build a coal-fired power plant in the United States today. And China has got, you know, they've advanced technologically, and they're using the newer technology. So all of the efforts in America to supposedly cut our CO2 emissions, are really for nothing, because the amount that we're going to cut on the global scale with India and China and other emerging countries moving forward with coal, the pain that we're going to inflict on our economy is going to basically be all pain and no gain. And let me just mention one other quick thing. Coleman Alderson, we were talking about his book, Mountain Whispers, Days Without Sun. And in his book, the currency of the day is what they call a cred, which is a carbon credit. And to get more of the currency, you have to reduce your carbon emissions. So that's just kind of in a little side note on that.
That's interesting.
You know, the bottom line is that in order for us to have a standard of living in this country, we require energy consumption.
Exactly.
We're starting to bring that down now. On the other hand, you mentioned India, China. I don't see any end in sight, so how can we compete with them?
Well, I mean, one thing I'd say is we've got to elect somebody in 2016 that understands the role that energy plays, and hopefully, assuming that happens, we reverse some of these ridiculous policies, such as the Clean Power Plan, which is expected to be finalized this summer.
Sure.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate your
call,
and thank you for listening. Well, let's. We have only got a few minutes left here. Let's look at the final article that you have here for this week, and it's a taste of things to come for electricity consumers and generators. I like the way you titled that, A Taste of Things to Come.
Yeah, and it really is. What I've done in this, and again, I know we don't have much time, but I hope your listeners will go check it out. In this column, I take the story of one power plant in New Mexico that has had so much back and forth since starting in 2003, but most of it in the last 5 years, just trying to meet one little regulation from the EPA for visibility. It has nothing to do with CO2. It's all to do with visibility. And we've been working on this in the state of New Mexico since 2003, and we still don't have an approved plan. And yet this clean power plan that essentially will redo the entire government, or the entire energy sector, and in this the clean power plan, they want the first thing, like we were talking about with Coleman, they want the first regulations in place and working by 2020, which is now just less than 5 years mm-hmm. away. And in New Mexico, we've spent more than a decade and still don't have resolutions. So the New Mexico story is a taste of things to come.
It certainly is. And, you know, the regulations, I mean, we've just, you know, it just keeps coming. They don't stop. And they are costing, I think I read, and I didn't bring that in here today, but that was one thing I was going to mention to you. I want $82 billion is what's clicking in my head. I can't remember if it was $82 or $62 billion just in this year. Maybe it's a million. Just in this year of 2015, what it's going to cost the American people with all the regulations.
Yeah, it's staggering, and you know that's one of the things about the New Mexico story, because I give a timeline in my column, is the EPA kept changing. The state of New Mexico would put forth a plan, okay, here's how we're going to meet what you've told us we have to do, and then the EPA would basically move the bar, and they'd have to submit another state implementation plan, and then they'd move the bar again. And so it is these ever evolving regulations that totally complicate our lives.
Well, they complicate it, and when they start issuing, you got to have a license or a permit or a fine or whatever it ends up being, which industry it is, with the EPA and with the Corps of Engineer, with when we're talking about the water and everything and the
right.
land, you know, these are all bureaucratic departments. They're not elected officials. And they really and truly should not have any authority over our lives. And I call it taxation without representation. In fact, I think we're deeper into it now than our founding fathers were.
You know, I agree with you to a degree, but I always like to point out that while these bureaucrats are not elected, who we elect appoints the head of each department.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, who we elect makes a difference, because who we elect for president in particular is so important, because they assign the heads of all of these departments. And so because of that, we really are getting what we voted for. We voted for President Obama, and as a result of that, well, you and I did.
I was going to say, use that we very carefully now.
Yeah, we as a country elected President Obama, and so he's put in Gina McCarthy, previously Lisa Jackson, as head of the EPA, and then that person, under Obama's direction, then guides that policy.
Well, and I think that's why it's so important that you're here with us every month to keep us educated and keep us activated, because we've got to keep the American people informed. We're out of time, Marita. It just goes so fast. I thank you so much. We covered so much today. I really appreciate all that you do, and I know you work very hard at it. I'm going to get these links to all these articles that we discussed today on Facebook and on my blog. I appreciate it, Marita. We'll see you in another month as we work together, all of us, to bring America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.